This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. There are many reasons to enjoy Atlanta, but sometimes the pace of city life can be a bit much. Still, there are hidden gems of relaxation all around town. And with that in mind, we present our series, Beautiful City, places to go in Atlanta to get away from Atlanta. Today, a visit to one of the oldest parks in the city, on the west side of town in the Bankhead neighborhood. WABE's Mike Johns takes us to Maddox Park.
Just across the street from the Bankhead MARTA station on Hollowell Parkway sits 51 and a half acres of trees and rolling green hills. This is Maddox Park. I arrived on a Friday afternoon around 11 o'clock and found the park relatively empty, the two side-by-side basketball courts waiting for a pickup game, an empty swimming pool which looks like it's been closed and locked for years. The main entrance to the park is closed to vehicle traffic. The folks I ran into all arrived on foot.
Mind if I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah, what's going on?
This is Neil. He's lived in the area a couple of years. He was listening to music when I approached him.
Yeah, I like to come here to write, play ball sometimes. Sure. Yeah. I just see the pool. I wish they, turn the pool into something you could skate in.
Do you skate at all?
Yeah, I skate. Yeah, I skate too. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I like riding. I like riding ramps and vert.
While there may not be a place to skate here, there is plenty of room to walk between paved walkways and hills, hemmed in by a kudzu-covered embankment overlooking the MARTA rails. On the other side of the park, the active CSX rail line and a narrow road leading to some public works buildings cuts through the middle of Maddox Park. On this side of the park, there's a grassy field and a small picnic area with a pair of swing sets. This is where I met Michael Cunningham.
You come to the park often?
Every day.
Every day?
I've been coming to the park for roughly 20 years.
So you grew up around?
Right, uh-huh.
In the still of the afternoon, Cunningham says that the park still gets a lot of traffic later in the day.
Up to 4 o'clock, it'll, you won't be able to get in here.
Yeah.
It'll be packed at 4 cars, far as you can see.
So I returned to the park a few days later, around 4:30, and just as Michael Cunningham said, the dirt lot between the narrow street and the railroad tracks was steadily filling with cars, people arriving with chairs, grills, coolers, radios.
We play darts, we got dominoes, and we play cards, and we drink beer, and you know what people do in the park.
Man, this smells amazing.
Yeah, I'm cooking them ribs right about now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the ribs on there right about now. A lot of folk can't cook them like I can, but I cook them. You know.
What's your secret?
Oh, well, the secret to it is you got to let the ribs cook themselves. You don't cook them. You let them cook themselves.
Mm.
Keep the top down and don't keep raising the top on it.
Excellent. You mind if I ask you your name?
No, my name is Cecil. I'm a park ranger.
Park ranger is how most everyone I spoke to that day introduced themselves to me. I asked Michael Cunningham about that.
We have an organization. We call ourselves the Park Rangers. We have this big barbecue every year, and we get the permit. We rent that pavilion over there, and we get porta potties, and we have parking, and we do this every year, but it's a big event.
And the park rangers gather there most every evening.
Every soul that comes in this park, I know. That's just how long I've been coming up here. And most of us have been coming here 10 plus years.
For them, Maddox Park serves as a sort of community backyard, or I should say half of Maddox Park. I mentioned earlier that the main entrance is closed to vehicles. Technically, the park is open, but folks showing up for a cookout right now would have to carry their gear across the active railroad tracks to get to the Maddox Pavilion. So that half of the park stays relatively empty most of the time.
Hey, how you doing?
This is Jason. He's an Atlanta native and says he's been coming to the park all his life.
We just can't drive in there anymore. Mm-hmm. But the facilities aren't being, the pool is a breeding ground for mosquitoes. You know, vagrants come and lay out and just go to sleep. And it's just, you know, it's an eyesore, really. And these people in this community pay taxes, they pay property taxes, and they deserve better than that.
According to their 2013 master plan, the Beltline is slated to begin construction on improvements to Maddox Park in 2019. Those plans involve refurbishing the swimming pool and expanding the park from its 52 acres to 84. And the old disused rail corridor, which is now a kudzu-covered ridge, will connect Maddox to other parks in the area. Michael Cunningham says the park joining the Beltline will help bring more people to the area.
Yeah, sure it will. I mean, it'll be a bigger mix. We'll have more white people up here because white people don't come up here all that much. You know, we have a tennis court over there that never uses it. So I think with the Beltline, that tennis court will get a workout. Always good when you can mix people together like that. That's always good. You know? That's what we're here for, to get along with one another.
The coming of the Beltline also brings with it certain reservations. Jason expressed a worry that property values in the area would rise, driving out longtime residents. On the other side of the tracks stands one of Maddox Park's original structures, a large stone pavilion built in 1931. It seems to be in decent condition considering its age, which either speaks to good upkeep or lack of use, possibly both. It's there, in that quiet space, that I met Joe, an itinerant man who sometimes calls the Atlanta Mission home. He comes here not for community, but for solitude.
I come here and sit by myself and collect my thoughts, read my Bible, or sometimes I just sit here and talk to the Lord about my situation and pray for change, you know.
Change is going to come. For Joe, for Michael, and for all of the Maddox Park Rangers who have a strong sense of ownership of the park, the arrival of the Beltline in the next 5 years has them anxious for what that change will bring. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
You can see photos of Maddox Park and find links to the Beltline's plans on our website, wabe.org/citycafe. Beautiful City is made possible by a grant from the Candida Fund and through a partnership with Park Pride, celebrating 25 years of more and better parks for Atlanta. And we'd like to hear from you. Where do you go in Atlanta to get away from it all? Why not tell us about it? Join or start a conversation about this story online. You can leave your comments at the bottom of the page, and who knows, your favorite spot may be featured on the next Beautiful City.